Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wait a Minute Anyway, the talk show.
Well, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Good evening, happy new year, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, January 9th, 2011, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's a little chilly, but it's still been a beautiful day. Now, of course, during this evening's show, we will continue discussing dating etiquette. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And I believe Denise will be with us momentarily. Of course, you guys, we have been off for the last 2 weeks in order to celebrate the holidays. We missed you guys, and it is so great to be back. And I hope that everyone had a wonderful and a safe holiday. I know I did. Denise? Are you there?
Yes, Donna, good evening. I'm here.
How are you?
I am doing well. Glad to be back, though.
Yes, missed everybody, huh?
Yes, and I think a few people missed us as well, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's an excellent thing. Well, I tell you, it is just so great to be back with you guys. And you know what? It is cold. And you guys, because I know we're probably going to hear it, so let me just put this out before we start getting called from, because we have, you know, people that call in from around the country. Yes, it's cold, you guys. Yes, you heard it right. Hotlanta is expecting a snowstorm. Yes, I said it, the S word, snow.
For how many days, Donna?
I know. Well, they're saying, what, a minimum of about 4 inches? The actual forecast, I believe the latest forecast, they were saying 4 to 7 inches. But exact shutdown for the state, pretty much, you guys. So hopefully everyone went to the supermarket, which I'm sure they did. I think everybody was there the day I was there, Denise. but it's incredible. I can't believe it because we already had our snow, our share of snow, I thought, on Christmas. So what's going on? Yeah. But anyway, you guys, yes, not to worry. We are about to heat things up because we are going to continue our discussion. Discussion on dating etiquette. Yes, that's right. Today's show is Dating Etiquette Part 3. So you guys get ready. In the meanwhile, let me give you our contact information. The number is 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you can shoot us an email, as many of you have done already. And you can send that to etiquettelady@gmail.com. That's etiquettelady@gmail.com. Well, Denise, the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And I certainly don't want to forget to answer that question. We know that we have new listeners that are joining us every week. And, of course, we know that we have a family audience, but we have audience members of all ages. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And that is certainly what we're hoping for. Well, the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It especially, it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And, of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I just think that is a great thing. And, you know, we always want to remind you that if you don't remember all the origin and the back story of etiquette, just remember to mind your manners. And etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Well, Denise, part three of dating etiquette. Of course, we know that we have some persons that are joining us this evening that for the first time, so they have not necessarily been with us for parts one and two. So you guys, we're going to kind of bring you up to date and just kind of let you know a little bit about what we have talked about over the last few shows. And, of course, Denise, we had just wonderful callers calling in and sharing information. I know that we had one couple who had been married for 30-plus years, I believe, mm-hmm. and they said that they dated every day. And that stirred quite a response from some of our listeners. They kind of both called and sent emails about how on earth are they dating every day. So that was just really, really neat. They said that they make it their business to date every day. And so I know that also, you know, according to them, that is one of the ingredients of them staying, not just staying married. Denise, remember, they said happily married. So there is a big difference. Yeah, there's a big difference with being married for quite some time and being happily married. And, of course, you know, that's what we all hope for, is to be happily married. So these couples, and we had a few other couples that called in as well. Of course, we had a relationship expert couple call in, and they were sharing wonderful information about, you know, they were kind of giving some keys and pointers on some of the things that they did to keep their marriage going and nice and fresh. And as a matter of fact, this couple, the Curtises, when they were on, they were giving such great information as well. And they were on, what is that reality show?
Atlanta Housewives.
Right, Atlanta Housewives. Yes, they were on there, and they were also giving wonderful information to some of the couples on there. So that is just, it's a beautiful thing. And you know, we've talked about, what else, Denise? We've covered so much territory over the last few shows. And we had several questions, you guys, and we're going to try to get to as many as possible. Some people wanted to know if you've ever been on a blind date, that you wished you were blind. They wanted to know, well, what do you consider a good date? What constitutes a bad date? What's the best date night? It has, if you are married, tell us what the most exciting date was. And we just have a compilation of different questions that were posed to us. Who should pay for the date? When should you go Dutch? And I know one of the couples also had said that when they first met and they were dating, and this couple, I think, had been married like 40 years or something, Denise, almost 40 years.
Yeah,
it was close, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had offered, you know, their suggestion was, well, what they actually said is when they got married, before they got married, when they were dating, what they did is they went Dutch. So, you know, when they started dating, and they had mentioned too, when they got married, what they do is treat each other. And so, I remember one had said that she allows her husband to select where he wants to go, and she pays for and treats him. Mm-hmm. And then it was the other way around too as well. That was pretty cool. And of course, some great information. I think we had someone that had talked about a blind date, and they kind of wish they were blind. And we're going to talk about that. I think that may have been a result from a cyber date. So we're certainly going to talk about cyber dating this evening. We also had some questions posed about giving some kind of dating tips for widows. So we're going to cover that this evening as well. So if you, even if you have some dating pet peeves that you would like to share with us, you can feel free to do that as well. So we're going to go ahead, Denise, why don't we go ahead and take our first caller. And let's see, it is extension 7067. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. And you want to say hello to the co-host, Denise?
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. How about you? And tell us your name and what's your question or comment.
I'm Charlotte, and I guess I have a comment on as far as dating etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking for the younger people, you could say, the younger generation. I'm 20, and I guess my biggest thing with dating these days is just honest chivalry, like who opens the door, and if I do suggest to pay, will he let me pay, and, you know, stuff like that. And I was raised in a very traditional home where the male comes to the door. He doesn't say, oh, I'm here. He'll come to the door, pick you up, and then open the door, and then, of course, let you order first and, like, do all the little small things, and he'll dominate the conversation and, you know, stuff like that. That's what I'm used to. And I noticed a lot lately that there's not too much of that. Like, you know, they'll of course, they'll hold the door for you and do, like, the smaller things. And but I have noticed that, you know, it's not how it used to be when my parents were growing up. So that's, you know, pretty much how I feel about dating and from a young person's standpoint.
And for you young, for you young people out there listening, I know we've talked to a lot of, over the last two shows, I know we've talked to a lot of older couples, older married couples at this point, but I am so glad we certainly do want to hear from the youth, because we know that dating is quite different in the 21st century. But, and Charlotte, I 100% agree with you that it is very important, the little things of making sure that the male holds the door open and that he orders, exactly, all of those things. And a lot of people call those old-fashioned, but they're not so necessarily old-fashioned. And we talked about, I think, Denise, over the last, I don't know if it was part one or part two, but we talked about a little bit of this, and I think we had a caller that called in, and she may have made reference to her being able to open the door for herself and things of that nature. That's fine. A young lady allowing a young man to pull out her chair to open the door has nothing to say. You know, it doesn't mean that they are weak or anything like that. It just means that you want to be treated like a lady. And so, you know, girls, young ladies, teens, make sure that you allow these young men to treat you like a young lady.
Exactly.
And we talked about this last week as well. And, of course, you know, and then in order to be treated like a young lady, you must also conduct yourself as a young lady as well with the young ladies that are listening. So do not have a problem. And we know, and Charlotte, you can kind of weigh in on this a little bit. We realize that, especially in the 21st century and a lot of the younger people who are dating, a lot of times these young ladies are extremely assertive or aggressive. And at that point, sometimes it makes the young men, maybe if the ones the young men are trying to be gentlemen, it makes them kind of pull back with the response of, I can open my own door. Why are you opening my door?
That's a big turnoff for many days, because a lot of women, we've lost respect for ourselves, and we start to think, oh, we're independent, we don't need them, we can pay for this, we can pay for that. And it's not about, and a lot of dudes might see that now as, oh, she's a gold digger, we're supposed to just, you know, worship her and da 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 da. It's not like that. What it is for me anyway, I don't mind letting a man be a man and me be a woman. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that people are getting it confused with, oh, I'm in control and I run this, and it's not about that. People are forgetting the idea of dating and courting and, you know what I mean, and building a real relationship. And, you know, it kind of scares me. I have a little brother who's 16 who was actually going on a date with a girl that he met soon, and I was kind of talking to him about the do's and don'ts and asked him what he thought, too, because, you know, it's a lot different, you know, these days in dating. But luckily, he's a smart kid. I was very happy to hear that. And he was like, yeah, you know, I want to bring her a flower. And that threw me off because I was like, you could teach some of the boys my age, you know, a lesson or two about, you know. And I'm like, wow, like, he's like, I want to go pick her up. I don't want to meet her there. I was like, okay. Like, I was like, okay, you know, this is good. But, no, a lot of people are kind of, you know, they're not, I don't want to say accepting a role because it's not a role, but they're forgetting the basic behind it, the idea behind, you know, the genuine respect. You know what I mean?
Right.
As a woman, we should 100% be respected. And women, we forget how, you know, we kind of lost track of respect because we're kind of trying to be like guys where we really are. We're trying to play their game, and it's not working very well. It kind of, you know, in the end, it doesn't work. And so, I mean, with me, I guess, I don't want to call it old-fashioned either because I'm young. So, but I just have a different way of viewing things and going about things and, you know, taking things slow and then, you know, kind of letting them lead a little bit. I don't mind letting them lead. I mean, some most of the time I end up talking the most anyway because I'm just a talkative person. But, you know, I try to test them a little bit and see what they're going to do. You know, I'm not going to make them do anything. If he ends up not paying and I end up paying, okay, well, I just know what kind of person you are. And then, you know, I'm still going to be nice and courteous, but then after that, I just know we're, you know, it's probably not going to happen, you know, we're dating. But, you know, I don't want to be cold and think, oh, snotty, because I can't open the door for myself, or I say thank you, you know, I'm very appreciative of what they're doing, so I understand sometimes it's hard to be young and take people on dates, you know what I mean? All this costs money, things aren't cheap, so I try to be mindful of that and understanding of that. You know what I mean? I don't want people to think, oh, she's cold and because, you know, she won't pay. No, I don't mind paying, but it comes to a certain point in our relationship where I'll pay. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen the first or two, three dates. You know, we're still in learning process. I don't even know if we're going to be compatible to the point where I'll just open up and be like, I'll pay. You know what I mean? And it also shows how they were raised in the house and, you know, what kind of things that they experienced and seen. So, you know. It's all, I don't know. I kind of wish there were kind of more young men on my level of thinking as far as treating women and taking them out, you know. And I'm definitely 100% sure that there are people like that. But, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a new type of deal, I guess, new type of dating world.
Right. We just call it dating in the 21st century, but we do want to remember, you know, and that's why we do this show, common courtesies. And, you know, the little things are so very important. And I'm going to keep you on, Charlotte. You have some great comments. And I would like to say, and you're 20 years of age, and you guys,
and I'm sure there's
older women out there that are listening to the show as well. We can take some advice here from Charlotte. This afternoon making sure and being appreciative of being treated like a young lady. And, Charlotte, I certainly want to applaud you and your parents as well.
Thank you.
Because that is just absolutely wonderful. We're going to go to, I'm going to hold you on, Charlotte, if you would like to stay with us. I'm going to see if we have some other youth that are calling in. And young ladies and men, feel free to call in and join the conversation. Extension 1271, hello. Extension 1271, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. If you'd like to tell everyone your name and then say hello to Denise, and we're holding over Charlotte as well. You can feel free to do that.
Yes, my name is Tahira from Atlanta.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I was just calling in. I was listening to what Charlotte said. It's pretty much what I would say courting these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not old-fashioned. It's like people, everything is moving so fast. Guys don't take time to, you know, be generous and do the normal things you think a guy should do. It's, I don't know. It's like you take over. We're taking over the man's place, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're playing echoing. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk about a date that I went on a couple of weeks ago. The guy, we didn't meet there, or he didn't pick me up, but I met him at his place, and we left from there. We went out to dinner. It was nice. He opened the car door. We
he opened
went
the car door for you?
Mm-hmm. The car door. I was like, wow.
Double applause for that one.
Okay. Go right ahead.
And it was just everything was his lead, I guess you would say. So it was the perfect date, I guess you would say.
Sure.
And I, yeah.
And Tahira, what's your age?
I'm 18.
18. Okay. Wow. Wow. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. And in offering information to the young, especially the young ladies out there, you want to make sure that you continue acting out the way that you want to be treated.
Right,
so,
exactly.
In other words, you know, don't conform to some of the actions that these guys are doing. Just, you know, you will find there are some guys out there that are still gentlemen. So you want to make sure you just kind of stick to your guns and do not allow yourself to conform and say, well, you know, it's not very many, or you know, all the girls are so aggressive and so that's what they're expecting. But no, you stick to your guns when it comes to
right.
that. That is extremely important.
Right.
Very important. And I certainly thank you all for calling in with your comments. If you'd like to stay with us, we've got a great conversation going here. I'm going to pull in another caller. And young people out there, please feel free to call in. Again, the number is area code 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Let's see. Let's go to extension 9514. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? And what is your name and your comment?
Well, my name is Summer, and I was calling. I was listening to both of the young ladies that were speaking. They had great points. But I'm 21, and I have experienced a few datings with different guys that weren't, I guess, up to the expectations that I thought they should be. They were not opening the doors for the women, you know, say we go on a date. They're not opening the doors. I think that every man should open the door for a woman, especially if they're trying to pursue or, you know, if it's a date or whatever. I think that every man should open the door for a woman. And a lot of men don't understand because sometimes it's their upbringing. So you can't really blame them for some of the guys that don't do it. But I feel like every man should do it. Maybe, you know, as us women, you know, make it known that it's important to do that, then they will start doing it.
Right. And let me tell you, because I am looking at an email. It says, what if a guy doesn't open the door for you? Okay, let me tell you. Let me give you a quick answer. And I know I talked about this, I think, a couple shows ago, Denise, I think, if I remember. I remember when we went on my date and I, we were on a double date. I was a senior in high school, and it was snowing real bad. And so my date was driving. So what he did is he pulled in front of the theater, and he let us out so that he could go and park the car. So I was the first one that was out of the car, and I got up to the door, and I just stood there. And so my friends, they said, why are you just standing there? Is something wrong with your arm? And so what I said, well, I thought I was in the company of a gentleman, and gentlemen usually open the door. And he was like, wow. So he opened the door, okay? So, you know, I didn't say that to belittle him or to embarrass him or anything like that. I said
right.
that, and obviously he just didn't know. And I feel in my heart strongly that that was the last time that ever happened with him, because he didn't
right.
know. He's like, your arm broke? What's wrong with you? You know, so, so anyway, you know, so you're right, Summer. Some of them don't know, and, you know, if you don't know, and, you know, you sit there, and when I taught different workshops with young people, and we talk about dating, I remember one young lady asked me, she said, well, you know, what happens if he doesn't open, you know, the car door for you and you guys, you know, I said, sit there. And she was like, sit there? I said, he's going to turn around after he's walking and notice that you're still sitting in the car. So, you know, the next thing he's sure to do is he's going to turn back around and come back and open the door for you. And it'll probably happen once. If it happens more than once, then perhaps that's not the person you should be dating. Okay? And you guys, I'm going to hold you over for a moment, and we will be right back after the brief messages, okay? We'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. You deserve a break. Get out of that house. Do you have a loved one who is homebound? Why not let My Weekend Sitter help? Let us sit with your loved one. Mom, dad, husband, wife. Caring for a loved one can cause serious burnout. We will sit with him or her while you take that long overdue break and have some fun. Or just simply get out of that house. My Weekend Sitter offers 14 plus years hospice experience, Alzheimer's care experience, weekend sitter hours, Friday, Saturday availability, and Sunday until 5 p.m. For more information and to get on our schedule, email myweekendsitter@bellsouth.net. That's myweekendsitter@bellsouth.net. Or call Ms. Brian at 770-572-4200. That's 770-572-4200. We are here to serve you and your family. Assistance you can trust. License, background check clearance. Get out of that house. You deserve a break.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, @gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies @gmail.com.
Hey, in case you guys are just joining us, if you're just tuning in, or if you're tuning in for the first time, we are discussing Dating Etiquette Part 3. And Denise,
mm-hmm.
how
yes,
interesting our discussion is, huh?
It is very interesting. I like that the young ladies are on and speaking about what they expect from someone when they date them. I think this is a good lesson for all young people.
Absolutely. You guys, we are so proud of you. And you all are hearing this, okay, coming directly from the mouth of our young people. So stop telling us we're old-fashioned because we're old, okay? Wow. And you guys, if you're just joining us as well, part one and part two, we talked about dating etiquette. And we talked to more mature or older couples and older persons that were dating. And today, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had a great balance, and that we certainly do with some of our young ladies calling. And let me say, gentlemen out there, I know you're listening. Listen, don't be scared. Please go ahead and call in. You are invited to call in, too, because we know that there are two sides to every story. And, young ladies, we're going to go ahead and pick up another caller, extension 8395. Hello.
Here we go. Hello.
Yes, hi there. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
I'm doing fine this evening. How are you, ladies?
Doing great. Well, we are in the midst of a wonderful conversation. So proud of these young ladies calling in, talking about chivalry and how they still are expecting it. And which would you like to what's your comment? And you can feel free to talk about, you know, dating, if you've had a bad date, or, you know, have you been on a date you wish you were blind, if you know of someone who maybe went on a date and wish they were blind, or whatever. Go right ahead.
Well, yes, I have I do have a comment, or I guess maybe I guess I need your opinion on something that a girlfriend of mine brought to my attention. She asked me my opinion. I wasn't sure how to help her, but she was telling me that she had went on this blind date with this gentleman. And I guess they had discussed they discussed where to meet and what time they should meet at this place, but they hadn't discussed the type of, I guess, vehicle that they would be driving or entering, you know, the meeting up. So she discovered that she was in the parking lot waiting on this gentleman to pull up, and come to find out that they were talking back and forth on the phone, and she discovered that he was on a bicycle. He was actually meeting her on the date on a bicycle, and she was surprised,
really?
I guess, not knowing that. So her first thing was to just leave and not pretend that she never saw him. And but she was sure it was the right thing to do. So I told her that I thought that maybe she should not see him again. And I don't know if that was the right thing to tell her. Was that the proper etiquette that what you use? Someone shows up unexpected.
So did they meet?
What is your opinion on that?
Were they meeting like at a park or something?
No, they were eating at a restaurant, actually. Actually, they met at the restaurant, and she wasn't sure how to handle the situation. And I myself told her I wouldn't have met him there. I would have just, like, pretended I wasn't there and just left because of being there, him riding his bicycle with tight white spandex shorts on. Enter the restaurant with white tight spandex shorts on. Or should you just pretend that you never saw him and just pretend that, you know, just leave, not even let him know that he even was there?
Was he an athlete or professional athlete or something?
Didn't look like it.
Wow.
Said he looked like just a scrawny little guy. She never saw him before, so she wasn't sure. But after she saw that, she pretended she didn't know who he was. So.
Wow. Denise, what do you think
advice,
about that?
Was my advice good for her, or should she have met him and just accepted him and enjoyed the evening?
Well,
sure.
I think it's a twofold thing here. First of all, I guess they didn't discuss, perhaps they didn't know what restaurant, and usually if you're going to a restaurant, you kind of discuss the the attire, you know, some restaurants are very casual, some are a little more dressy, and some are extremely dressy, but someone in biker shorts, I don't think that that would impress me on a first date. I probably would have spoken to him at the time we were in the parking lot and say that I'm sorry, we must have gotten bad communication here. I'm not sure if they're going to let both of us in. We may not be appropriately dressed for the occasion, and perhaps we can do this another time. Now, at that point, I don't know what that person would say, but at that point, then you can decide if you want to even talk to that person again or go out with them again.
So what did she decide? Do you know what she decided, or did she go ahead, did they go into the restaurant, or did she leave, or what?
Lucy told me that she went on with the date, which, I told her I think I would not have went on the date with him because I just thought the dress, the tie was not appropriate and that maybe we wouldn't be compatible. But she did get a date with him, and I don't think that they had a second one.
Sure.
I was just wondering if my advice was good.
Well, I couldn't imagine wanting to go into a restaurant with someone who had just ridden a bike. I mean, how long did he ride, like 10 miles, 5 miles? It had to be kind of sweaty and a little inappropriate to go sit down in a restaurant with someone who is, you know, I'm sure differently dressed. That was a little bit awkward, I'm sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, if she went ahead and, you know, had lunch or dinner or whatever, then that's great. We certainly take our hat off to her, and she probably did not go out with him again, I would bet, if she was that startled by that. But thank you so much for sharing that. You guys. See, so you guys, if you're planning to ride a bicycle to meet someone, you might want to just kind of let them know in advance. Okay, so they won't be startled or anything like that.
Exactly.
Good.
She should have been aware of that he was going to be on a bike.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much. Did you have any other comments you'd like to make regarding our show this evening?
Yeah, I would like to say something else. I would like to mention that chivalry is not dead. Of course, it shouldn't be. With the young people that, like the caller before said, sometimes it's just their background doesn't allow them to know that they should do these things. But chivalry's not dead. There are older people that do still respect ladies, opening the doors and car doors and house doors or building doors for ladies. I recently started dating my first love after 33 years. We just recently reunited, started to date again, and that's how I know the chivalry is not dead, because he's totally a gentleman, and he does open the doors for me. And, so it's going well. I just wanted to just kind of share that with everyone.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I tell you, maybe he needs to, have a registration for some of the young men and teach a workshop on a modern-day chivalry for gentlemen. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Might want to mention that to him, because from some of our younger callers that called in, they are certainly wanting that.
But
it sounds like they're having a challenge in finding some of these young men. But of course, you know, I'm sure the older men that do this, I would think that they are certainly teaching their sons well. So, and you're absolutely right. I agree. Chivalry is not dead. And for those of you who think it is, then let's just try to start resurrecting it. How about that? Okay. Well, thanks again so much for your comments. And certainly continue to enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Well, Denise, wow.
Donna, that was almost a date from you know what.
Okay.
Yeah. Email that I want to go through. Unless you have something else, someone else you
want
to bring
actually,
on.
Well, actually, no. I was just getting ready to say we need to try to start attacking these emails, you guys, and You all, thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead, Denise, certainly.
This email is from a young lady, and it's kind of interesting and funny at the same time. It says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, I went out with this guy one time and one time only. This was a blind date of sorts. My girlfriend and her boyfriend hooked the two of us up, and we met out at a restaurant. Well, I was always told that you don't order really messy foods on a first date, but this guy ordered ribs, and I ordered a salad. And she says, I ordered a salad. And as we were sitting, we were both talking, we were eating, but he proceeded to lick his fingers while we were sitting there talking and eating. He also smacked his lips and made little noises as he ate the food. He continued to talk to me while he was eating with his mouth full as well. It was so annoying. But the one thing that captured me that night, or should I say was very disturbing to me that night, was he excused himself from the table, said he would be back in a moment. I sat at the table for a few moments, and then he arrived back and said he had to make a run to the liquor store before it closed. He left me at the table by myself. Please, Donna, send the etiquette police to this man. This comes from in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. What? Where are our sirens when we need them? Oh, my goodness.
Wow, he broke all the rules, didn't he?
What? He licked his fingers. He left him to the liquor. Yes, he smacked. Well, let me leave that out. Mm-hmm. And then he
talked
left and went to the liquor store?
Yes.
What?
This is what she said. And she says, please, Donna, send the etiquette police.
Oh, my goodness.
What a nightmare date.
Yes, I should say. And I don't know, I guess our police are out on a call or something. Oh, my goodness, that was horrible. Now, if someone posed, and it sounds like that would probably fit. That must have been the response to, you know, if you ever went on a date and you wished you hadn't gone and dipped out the back door with someone. Oh, my goodness. That is horrible.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh,
so
geez,
guys,
whiz.
Please don't smack. Make sure you clean your fingers with your napkin. Wait till you finish eating before you speak. And leave the liquor at the liquor store, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I wonder if she ever went out with him again.
It says in here, I went out with this guy one time and one time only.
Okay, all right. Good for her. Okay. I'm going to applaud her, though, because she actually went through with it. And she stayed, obviously, until it was over. Wow, 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 wow. Well, I know, Denise, we had gotten a couple of weeks ago, we had gotten some requests about dating tips for widows. And so we're going to talk about that. We know that, you know, we promised to go over this, and we do have some information on dating tips for widows, and that's coming right up, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and pull on another caller, extension 4487. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Say hello to Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I just actually tuned in, and I'm glad that I did because I'm tuning in at a very appropriate time because you're getting ready to talk about dating tips for widows, right? Widowers, or even, what, have you talked about divorcees yet?
No, we have not.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the a statement that I'd like to make is to let women know to be cautious, but don't be afraid to date, particularly after you've been in a successful relationship for a long time. It is very difficult to get back out there because you know you go through the proverbial jerks that you're probably going to meet. But in that mist, there may be a very nice person. And if not marriage material, maybe just a person that you can do things with, a person to go out to dinner with, a person to catch a concert with, just some real good companionship. And I know that it's very difficult to start dating again after, you know, being involved for a period of time, whether married, divorced, or widowed. But the only way you'll learn how to do it is to do it. You know, it's like anything. If you want to play the piano, you've got to play the piano. You know, if you want to dance, you've got to do the dance steps. You've got to make a fool of yourself at least once, and then you'll get the steps. So I know it's scary dating out there, but you really have to trust your spirit and trust your mind and your gut feeling to let you go and at least test the waters again. And dating can be fun, and it does not necessarily have to lead to matrimony immediately, but it would be nice just to exchange with another person of the opposite sex, if that's possible. There are some good guys out there. There really are some good guys who would like to have the company of a beautiful woman or a very nice lady. They are not looking for the tramps. They really are looking for some nice people to share some time with. I mean, it may be a widower. Is that the man? A widow. And he may just want to have the companionship of a woman once again. So I think that we should give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and do try getting out there and trusting God to give us a person that will not embarrass or harm us. But the only way that you can start dating again is to start. And you know, you're probably going to be disappointed immediately because you're going to compare everybody to the person that you had before. And unfortunately, nobody is going to live up to that standard. No one will do it because you've probably set that person up really high on a pedestal. But somebody could come in at a close third and make a very nice date. And you can enjoy the company of a member of the opposite sex. So that's my comment for tonight.
Well, that is certainly great information. And of course, quite naturally, yes, there are a lot of people who are very, very, you know, I guess, timid or a little, I guess, a little scared, you know, when it comes to dating and going out. Because
it is kind of scary.
So many,
don't think it's just women. Men are afraid, too.
Right.
Because you've got to put yourself on the line. You've got to go out and spend a lot of money, taking a person to dinner, getting the right outfit, you know, gassing up your car and, you know, making a race. So it's not an easy thing to do. And then,
and
bike ride, to where you're going. But, I mean, it really is very, dating is a very expensive proposition for anybody. And initially, so, I mean, this guy is really putting a lot on the line if he invites you out, and particularly if he has the tabs for an evening out. Even movies are like almost $10 now per person.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw in a box of popcorn, that's $5. So that's like $25 right there, not including the Coke. So it's very, and if you're talking about a real restaurant, a nice 3-star, 4-star restaurant, it really gets to be pretty costly. So everybody should be a little careful and sensitive with each other in the beginning.
Absolutely. And you said one of the main things is you want to make sure God is in it. So you definitely want to pray before you go. And also a good segue into cyber dating, because cyber dating is a big thing now. And a lot of times people think that, you know, it may be a better idea to kind of meet someone in cyberspace. But, you know, you really want to the cyber dating is basically you want to use it for an initial contact. You don't want to replace that face-to-face because, I mean, you can – converse all day long and really not really know the person that you're talking to.
You have no idea who you're talking
exactly.
to on the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, they can post a picture from 1979
mm-hmm.
up there, which
right.
a lot of people
right.
do. And
mm-hmm.
also, you know, you don't really see who they are. You can't watch their body language. You know, you
right.
can't watch their eyes, their facial expressions. So that really leaves a lot to be desired when you. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of people meet over cyber and have had great relationships, even marriage,
mm-hmm.
From
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
Matching sites. What is that? eHarmony
sure.
and Black People.
Well, we don't want to promote any.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But a lot of people have met mates on those sites. But I would be kind of afraid myself. But I'm pretty old fashioned.
Sure, and part of researching, Denise and I were researching for this show, we even kind of interviewed some people, and especially with the cyber dating, and some of them, you know, said that, you know, I mean, it went well. I had one lady tell me that she met someone online, and they made arrangements to meet, and he actually lived in Michigan, and he flew here, and another guy lived in California, and he flew here to meet her,
wow.
and, you know, they went out, I mean, nothing really came of it afterwards. But then I also had someone who said that she met someone online and they went out and he became a stalker. And she said he called her like 20, 25 times a day, telling, you know, asking where is she and all of that, which of course is never good. So that's not a good thing. But, you know, you want to use that as a contact to set up a face-to-face meeting. Denise, similar to an interview, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and when you're, just like when you're interviewing, you're trying to see if you like that person or not. It's not necessarily whether they like you. You're interviewing them.
Well, it's the same thing when you meet somebody in person, regular, how we used to meet people in the first place. So, you're checking that person out. I mean, it may not be that you're directly asking them questions and expecting answers that are great. You're just checking everything out totally all around, like the young lady said
earlier.
And
they're checking you out, too.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dawn was saying some of these things about cyber dating. I have a friend who met a gentleman online, and they actually met. They started dating, and now they are married within a year and a half.
Hmm.
Wow.
And they seem to be happy.
Yeah,
wow.
There are some good stories. There are
mm-hmm.
some good stories. And then
yeah.
there's some frightening stories. But it goes both ways. Not only are women being stalked, men are also being stalked by the
sure.
women that they meet
mm-hmm.
in cyber
mm-hmm.
and otherwise. We've seen the Fatal
yeah.
Attraction type movies.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And there are definitely, it's so important to make sure that you know that some of these things, you know, can happen. So you need to really be safe and, you know, don't give out all your personal information online. Never give out your home phone number, you know, because they can basically do a reverse and you know, come show up at your house because you don't know them. You want to take time, you know, to get to know these people before you start giving out, you know, information. Of course, you want to be honest. Honest is the best policy, and I think, like you said, Jan, a minute ago, you know, and they do, a lot of the sites tell you to post a picture. Or if you meet someone online that wants you to send them a picture, make sure it's 2000. Okay, we just went into 2011.
11.
At least let it be 2010, end of 2010 picture. You know. So, you know, the 1980s, you know, I used to be a bodybuilder. You know,
mm-hmm.
okay, don't send me a picture of when you used to be a bodybuilder, and unless people are still, you know, saying you must still bodybuild. So,
another way to meet people is to broaden your horizon. You know, we're really,
mm-hmm.
really stuck into our little cliques and circle of
sure.
friends and happenings. You know, we go to church, we go to work, we go home.
Mm-hmm.
But now and then we need to, you know, try some new activities and try a new environment. Go to a restaurant that you probably haven't gone to before. Go to
mm-hmm.
maybe an art event or, you know, and that is full of activities. And a lot of them are free. But just venture
mm-hmm.
out and go to some things that you probably would not do. I mean, you may take a girlfriend with you or whatever, or go alone, because there are a lot of things that's happening during the day or the early evening. But you really
mm-hmm.
have to broaden your scope and your circle of influence by doing some different things in a different way. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You where this nice person to have dinner with may be hiding.
Right.
If you're hiding from work to home, he's not going to. He probably is not going to find you either.
Oh, man. Are you
kidding? And I know a lot of the people go to church to meet people, but these churches are so big, and a lot of people have the same objective to go to big churches in order to meet someone, but I don't know how that works out because there's so many people that have that objective by going to church. I think it's more from a social aspect than really from a spiritual aspect. So,
sure, sure, so and it should
broaden
be
broaden our horizons.
Right. Yeah, we're supposed to go to become spiritually fed, not necessarily set up a date. But just some quick tips for widows. Of course, you know, dating after becoming a widow is usually pretty, a little bit harder than dating after divorce because your marriage ended involuntary and not by choice. And so, of course, you might find yourself longing for companionship and not really knowing how to proceed. Now, in part of our research, and we were hoping that we would have one of our ministers with us this evening, but they were unable to be on the show. But nevertheless, there is a lady who actually she's a Yahoo contributor, and she talks about dating tips for widows, and she just kind of gives some tips. Number one, kind of deal with the feelings of betrayal. Being actively dating a widow will more likely make you feel caught between the middle of two relationships. And she goes on to say that it's very important to introduce your new partner to your spouse and always feel free to talk about him and make him a part of your conversation. She also goes on to say proceed slowly to allow your feelings time to sort themselves out. And then she also says to basically give yourself permission to experience happiness, which is very important. And she has, this might be the most important thing any widow needs to learn. As happy as you and your spouse were together and as terrible becoming a widow or widower, your life will go on. More than anything, you need to give yourself permission to have joy in your life alone and with other people. No matter what you believe about what happens to people when they die, your spouse wouldn't have wanted you to be miserable for the rest of your time on earth. While you may never find a replacement for the love of your life, you will need love of some form in your life to live happily. So she goes on to give a lot of information about that. And I think also some of the information to Jan that you had mentioned too is just, you know, to just kind of be careful and do so, you know, feel free to meet, you know, to begin meeting other people. And that's just dating in general. You know, to go ahead and do that. So, so that's, you know, really interesting information. And you got, and again, going back to the cyber dating, you want to make sure you're really careful with that because a lot of times people don't, they think that, oh, you know, especially if they're techies, you know, they'll just go on. And so you want to, before you meet these people, make sure you tell a friend or take somebody with you. You know, you never want to leave or go home with the person. You want to report any attacks or threats, and don't be embarrassed to insist, you know, on following those rules. And you can find a lot of information on the site, and it's actually called wiredsafety.org, which is the world's largest online safety and help group. You don't hear a lot of the dating services talking about that, but that's really important. Well, you guys, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you all so much for calling in, for sending emails. We apologize that we did not have an opportunity to answer all the emails. We certainly will on our future show. It's been exciting to have a three-part dating etiquette. We've heard from older people, we've heard from younger people, and everybody, I think, basically wants the same thing, and that's kind of to be respected and to remember chivalry is not dead. Thanks again, you guys, for supporting our show each and every week. Thanks for listening. For our first-time listeners, thanks for joining our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Didn't have an opportunity to go over our act of kindness, but we certainly will do that on next week. And make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And also, we remember the first rule of etiquette, which is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.